Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed ches. We are holding on daf lamed zayin amud beis. We are at the two dots on the third wide line of daf lamed zayin amud beis. So first we're going to discuss a little bit about some of the comments that we made in the Mishnah about the original Bria of Adam, how Adam was made Yechidi. So we're going to talk about how Cain killed Hevel, called Mei Achicha Tzokim Alai, and what exactly Cain did to Hevel. The Gemara is going to have drashas about Yechanya Melech Yehuda and his son Shaltiel, and why his galus was considered to be a bracha. The timing of his galus, at least, was considered to be a bracha. Most of the Agadita in today's daf is going to be about the creation of Adam Rishon. We're going to have a brisa that has four reasons that Adam was created alone, four reasons Adam was created dafka on Erev Shabbos, a lot about where Adam was created from, the schedule of the first day of Adam's life, hour by hour, of what exactly happened in that first day of his life, and the many other teachings about Adam Rishon based on three basic comments of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav about Adam Rishon. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had many conversations with Malachim that didn't end so well before creating Adam Rishon. And number two, the size of Adam Rishon from one end of the world to the other, from possibly other sizes. And then Rabbi Yehuda Amarav also says that the language that Adam Rishon spoke was Lashon Arami. And then the Gemara is going to give us many examples. Once we're talking about the Bria of Adam Rishon, consulting with Malachim, the Gemara is going to give many examples of how to respond to an apikoros, because many of these discussions can easily lead a person to a misunderstanding of exactly how these things work. And the Gemara is going to give many other examples of psukim that seem to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the plural, and one has to be able to interpret those psukim properly in order to be able to respond to an apikoros. So let's begin the third wide line, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So Havi Yodim, Amar Rav Yehuda Barei D'Rabbi Chiya, Malamid Sha'asa Kayim Behavlachiv Chaburos Ptziyos. The Mishnah had said that one of the things we tell the Edim to scare them by Dinei Nefashos is that when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, it's Dorei Doros that are going to be affected if you kill somebody unjustly. So we discussed called Dmei Achicha, that it's the bloods, not just the blood, because it's generations of people that would have emerged from him. So the Gemara tells us that in addition to that, Cain made in Hevel multiple cuts. Shaloa Yodeh Mehechon Neshama Yotza. He had no idea how to kill a person. No one had ever done it before. He didn't know where the Neshama leaves from. Ad Shigil Tzavaro, until he got to his neck. And then he killed him. Vamar V'yudu B'reidu B'chiyo M'yom Shapascha Aretz Espia V'kibalto L'damu Shal Hevel Shuv Lo Pascha. From the day that the earth opened up its mouth and was Mekabel, the blood of Hevel, the earth never opened up its mouth again. Shenemar Miknafa Aretz Zmiros Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik Miknafa Aretz V'lo Mipiha Aretz. It specifically says Miknafa Aretz and not Mipiha Aretz. That's that Mikseya Aretz, we hear the Zmiros of Hashem, but it's only Mikseya Aretz because the earth doesn't open up its mouth. So Esvei Chizkiya Achiv Vatiftacha Aretz is Pia. So Chizkiya asks on Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya, his brother, the Pasuk says by Korach V'Adasa that Vatif Tacharis its Pia and that it swallowed them up. The earth did open up for Ra'a to swallow Korach V'Adasa, but never for Tova again. Another statement of Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chiya. So he says Golus is mechaper avon mechza. It's mechaper half of the punishment of a sin that a person had done. Meaning specifically, when Cain killed Hevel, going to Golus took care of half of that sin. May korik siv v'isi na v'nod ubesav ksiv v'yeshiv baretz nod. So apparently na was mechuper. So the Golus was mechaper for him. Amar Vida, Golus mechaper shlosh dvarim. Golus is actually mechaper three different things. Shenemar Yirmiyo says that Tzidkiyo is going to fall into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Hayoshe bi erazos yamus bacherev biraav uvadever. Three different terrible things. Vayotze nafal al kasim atzarim aleichem v'chaya v'haysol nafshal l'shalal. That since the pasuk says that anyone who leaves the city and goes out with the kasim is going to be saved, saved. What are they saved from? They're saved from these three terrible things: Cherev, Ra'av, and Dever. So you see, the gullus, the leaving of the city, is what's going to be mechaper for what otherwise would have cost them these three terrible punishments. Rabbi Yochanan, gullus mechaper as alakal. He says even stronger, gullus is mechaper about everything. Shenamer, Pasukin Yirmiyo, about Yechaniah, and this is going to lead us into a discussion about Yechaniah. So Yirmiyo says about Yechaniah that he's going to be an Ishariri, Gever Lo Yitzlach B'yamav. We're going to see all of the phrases that are used. Ubasu de Galaxiv, and then afterwards it says Uvnei Yechaniah Asir Shaltiel Beno, that you see that he must have had a kapara because he had a son, and his he was told that there wouldn't be any children. So says Gemara, we have to interpret the names of each of the children. Asir Sheibartu Imo Bevesa Asurin. His son is called Asir because his mother conceived in the Beis HaAsurin. Shaltiel, Bishashasalokel Shalokidar Khanishtalin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted him in a way that's not normal for a person to be conceived. Gemiri, Aini Shaini Shemisaberis Mu'umad. We have a tradition that a woman is not able to become pregnant while standing up, and that's why Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should not have tashmish while standing up, because a woman's not able to become pregnant that way. But vihi nisabra mu'umad, Shaltiel's mother was nisabra mu'umad. When the Navi refers to these children, it's not really referring to children, it's referring to child, but it's telling us about the great miracle of the birth of that child, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to bend nature for the sake of lifting this curse on Yechaniah. Dover acher shaltiel shenishal al alosokel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoel on his shvua. He took a shvua Yechaniah would not have a son. Once he did shuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoel on his shvua, and the pemal yeshalmala was matyu the shvua for him, and that's why he's called shaltiel, to refer to that idea. So the Rishonim Achronim are bothered. What do you mean she'ela on a shvua? You know, how do we do a she'ela on a shvua? We tell the person, if you would have known that your shvua would have this and this ramification, would you have ever taken it? And he says, no, I never would have taken it if I would have realized. Good, so that's how we do she'ela on a shvua. That's what we need to find a Pesach for a neder, for a shvua. I was just had the opportunity to be with Rav Shechter yesterday in Tannersville, and we were learning, and he just mentioned that someone came to him with a shaila that they had taken a neder that they're never going to give tzedakah to their shul. They're angry at the rabbi. They're never going to give tzedakah to their shul. And it was getting embarrassing. Every time someone comes around with the pushka, everyone's giving and he's the only one that's not giving. So he feels bad. So Shach said, okay, so do you regret your neder? No, they deserve it. They deserve that I should take such a neder. There's nothing we could do then. I mean, if you're not going to find the Pesach, he doesn't even regret it. Mikadu lahaba, he doesn't like the embarrassment, but he didn't regret having that. So what does it mean by Kodesh Baruch Hu? That by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't find a Pesach you're going to find the Pesach because had he known, of course Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the ramifications. So Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Lamed explains that Shavua and She'ela don't really work with, you know, when you're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara uses a Lashon Mushal in the way L'Shabir in a way that people can relate to. But even the Shavua alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by any Shavua. So since the way we talk about a statement that is firm and that is strong is we use Shavua as a way of saying that we really, really mean it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying something to make a gzeira against a person, we'll use Lashon Shavua to describe the gzeira. But not that there's an actual Shavua by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say, based on the Gemara in Bab Basa, the Rabbi Rabbi Chana heard a baskel that says, "Oili shenishbati va'achshav shenishbati mi meferli," that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lashon of hafara works, like hafara's bal, that you don't need a pesach v'charata. So she'ela by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there could be she'ela by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's no pesach, because you could have a hafara like a hafara's bal. Maybe that's the way specifically the shvuos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu work. in contrast to Shavuos of human beings. But whatever it is, there was this gzeira against Yechaniah, and the gzeira was undone. So says the Gemara, for this Zerubbabel, Shenizra Bebavel, and Zerubbabel means is also a name that refers to something that he was Nizra Bimeimo in his mother's womb in Bavel. Umashmo, what was his actual name? Nechemya ben Chachalya Shmo. His name was Nechemya ben Chachalya. Yehuda v'chizkiah b'nei Rebchiah have a yasli b'su'udasa. Yehuda and Chizkiah Rebchiah's sons were sitting in Su'uda. Now we just referred to them before as Rav Yehuda, right? We had Rav Yehuda b'nei Rebchiah, and then Chizkiah Achiv said, and now we have Yehuda and Chizkiah. So I think we were learning also yesterday. We were learning Menachos, and the Gemara had a lashon Rabbi Yehuda. And Chizkiah and Rav Shapta said that that's a mistaken girsa, and we found later that it was, that we never have Rabbi Yehuda and Chizkiah, the B'nai Rav Chizkiah. So whenever it's Yehuda and Chizkiah, it's Yehuda and Chizkiah. It's always the two of the, it's always without the title. It could be because when we're referring to them specifically as B'nai Rav Chizkiah, we take away the title. But certainly it's not even, it wouldn't be Rabbi anyway, it would be Rav Yehuda, right? We had Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda. But when we're referring to them as the brothers, the son of their father, so that's what we have. We have Yehuda and Chizkiah are the B'nai Rabbi Chiyah, and they were sitting and having a meal. Kamei Rabbi, in front of Rabbi. V'lo v'ka amri v'lo midi, and they were being shy, they weren't saying anything. Amr luhu agavru chamra adardiki ki heich dulem rumilsa. So they said, one way to get people to open up a little bit is you give them to drink, and when you give them to drink, they'll be less shy. Kivan de ifsum, so once they got more intoxicated, paschu v'amru ein ben David ba'at sheichlu shnei batei avos mi Yisrael. That Mashiach is only going to come when two batei avos from Yisrael are wiped out. And those two houses are the Rosh Gola in Bavel and the Nasi in Eretz. That the Moshiach of Klal Yisrael is going to be the Mikdash for Klal Yisrael, but the Shnei Batei Yisrael are going to be a Negev and a Mechshala. They're going to, their rulership, their control is going to be lost. So Amr Lehem Banai. So Rebbe said to the children of Rebbe Chiyah, Kotzimata Matilin. You're putting thorns in my eyes. You're saying things that are very hard for me to hear because I'm a Nasi. And you're saying that my whole Malchus is going to be gone. Amar lo Rebbe Chiyah. Rebbe Chiyah said, Rebbe, al yera be'enecha. Don't be upset at them. What they yayin nitan v'shiv mosios, v'so nitan v'shiv mosios, nichnas yayin yatsa sod. What they're saying is because of the wine, and that's therefore a sod. Nichnas yayin. Yayin is a gematria of 70, just like sod is a gematria of 70. When yayin goes in, sod comes out. So Ben Yoyad is bothered. And how's that supposed to make him feel better? Oh, don't, Rebbe. Don't worry, Rebbe. What they're saying is absolutely true. It is a sod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that would make him feel worse, meaning tell me that they're saying childish things because they're intoxicated, they don't know what they're talking about, but you're telling me that this is the sodos of Torah. So the Ben Yoyada says, no, he wasn't trying to say, don't worry, he was trying to say, don't blame me. This isn't something that they heard from me. Very often, Shusa Diyanuka, Oda Avua Odime, the Gemara says, that when a child says something, Gemara at the end of the Sukkah, when a child says something, you assume that it comes from the father or the mother that they heard from. So these are the Bnei Rabbi Chiyah. So Rabbi Chiyah is saying, they didn't hear it from me. It's a sod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that came out when it was Nichnas Yayin. So it's not that I'm sitting at home plotting the demise of the base Rebbe. So he's sort of defending himself. That's why Dafka says Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Soda. The Ben Yoyada says alternatively that since there are Shivim Panim Latora, which is also the Shivim Yayin Sod and Shivim Panim Latora, so he's trying to allude to him. This is only one of Shivim Panim Latora. So it's like Batel and all the other interpretations. It could be that this is not the one to be taken. Literally, Amrav Chista, Amr Mar Ukva, VaArmila Amrav Chista Dorish Mari Bar Mar, May Duchsiv, VaYishkod Hashem Al Ravi, Aveilin Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring terrible things. Why? Because Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem is being very righteous with us. So Mishum Tzadik Hashem VaYishkod Hashem Al Ravi Aveilinu. Does it make sense that because Hashem is being a tzadik, that's why the terrible things are going to happen more quickly? In Tzedakah Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Mishol Shehiktim Golus Tzidkiyahu Va'od Golus Yechaniah Kayemes. It was a great Tzedakah that Kodesh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael that the Golus Tzidkiyahu happened while the Golus Yechaniah was still there. Dechsiv Be'Golus Yechaniah Acherish Va'Miskar Elef. So it says that there's a cheresh, there's a misgar, and there's elef. What does that mean by the galus yichanya? So it means charash kivin shapos. It's referring to great talmidei chachamim that were already in galus that are going to be able to spread Torah to the next wave of people sent to exile. So that's hacharash v'hamasker elef. That and the pasuk continues that hakol giborim osim milchama, and the melech bavel brought them to galus. So in the galus of Yechanya, there were 1,000 people that were already called a charash and a masker. Charash kevan shaposken hakol nasu kecharshin. Charash means that once they started speaking to Torah, everyone else was like a cherish. Masker kivin shesogin ba'alacha shuv ein poskin. That once they decide a specific halacha, no one else can open up the case anymore. It's a done deal. It's decided. V'kamahayu elef, and there were 1,000 such people. So that is a great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That when we go into Golus and we think that Torah has been destroyed and we're not going to be able to rebuild it, now there's already the seeds of the next wave of Torah in the next Golus, in the next place that we're going to go. Like we saw in the last century, when even the greatest Churban we could ever imagine, or we couldn't even imagine, of the Churban of Europe, there were already Gedolei Yisrael planting the seeds in America and in Eretz Yisrael for the rebuilding of Torah. What does it mean that so once they open up HaKol Nasu Kicharashin, that everyone else becomes a Cherish? So the Yad Ramah says that once they say Divrei Torah, everyone's like a Cherish as if they never heard Torah before, meaning that they feel so this Torah is so new to them, it's ki'ilu they never heard Torah before, meaning it's not that they're not responding right now, it's that this is it's entirely a chiddush to them. Then he says, or it could be the more simple pshat, I would think, that they're like charashim, as if they have no way to communicate, that their mouths are dropped and they can't say anything because of the beauty of the Torah that they're hearing, or that it's ki'ilu they're not even hearing the Torah. And that's why they have nothing to respond, because normally there's a du-siach, there's a conversation in Torah, there's a sprach, there's a little bit back and forth, but they're just dumbfounded and they can't say anything. That's called nasa kecharashin, that they all become like charashin when they hear these beautiful divrei Torah. Ula amar. Ula Amar kam that shiktim shtei shanim levino shantem, that the tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael is that he caused the galus to happen 2 years early. It should have been the gematria of 852 after they entered Eretz Yisrael 852 years later, and they instead went to galus 850 years later. And had it not been for the fact that the galus started 2 years earlier, the end of the pasuk would have been fulfilled ki avod Tovedun Maher. So we had to. So it was a good thing that we got Gullus instead for 2 more years. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Shmamina Mehera Demari Alma Timni Meav Chamishin Vitartin Havu. You see that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says Mehera, it means 852, because the gematria of Noshantem, that he said that if the Klal Yisrael sins and they do Avodah Zarah, they're going to be Nevad Mehera from their land. So you see that the key of Noshantem was a fulfillment of Maher, was a fulfillment of Mehera. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, that is Mehera, that is considered quick. Lefichach, Satan Rabban, Adam Yechidi Nivra. The Brisa explains, like the Mishnah says, man was created alone. Why was man created alone? Several reasons. Shalai Yitzdukim Am Rabbi Rishios B'Shamayim. One reason is that Yitzdukim shouldn't say that there are multiple Rishios in Shemayim, and therefore man was created alone, so that you see that there's one God who created one man. Davar acher, second, mipnei hatzadikim mipnei harashayim, shalei hatzadikim amran mipnei tzadik, rishayim amran mipnei rasha. People shouldn't feel that tzidkus and rishus is predetermined. That from the same person, you have tzadikim and rishayim, so you see that it's a person's choice. The rishayim shouldn't give up hope of becoming tzadikim by saying, it's in our DNA that we are rishayim, and the tzadikim shouldn't think that they're entitled to anything, because look, we're bnei tzadikim, so we're automatically going to be tzadikim. No, a person has to work at all of these things. Davar acher, mipnei hamishpacha, mishpachos, shalom mishpachos misgaru zu bezu. That there shouldn't be fighting amongst mishpachos, because everyone is from the same mishpacha. Uma achshav shenivru yachin misgaros, nivru shnayim alachas kamav kama. You might ask, it didn't work, that people still fight with each other. Yeah, can you imagine how much worse it would be if Adam was not created yachidi? So it's, we're lucky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Adam was created yachidi, and that made it a lot better than it otherwise would have been. Tavarach, a fourth possibility, b'nei ha-gazlanim, b'nei ha-chamsanim, because of the gazlanim and the chamsanim, which Rashi explains, and the Avramah explains, that if a person was not created yachidi, there's a chashash that one would steal from the other one, with the taina, that this karka belonged to my forefather and not to your forefather. But if we all have the same forefather, so you can't have such a taina. The Adamah also explains that if they were not b'nei av echad, each one would steal from the other because there would be no rachmanus from one on the other. No one would feel bad for anybody else because we're not family. For family, you feel a little rachmanus. So ma achshav shnevi yichidi gozim chomsin. So lest you say, but you know, there are gazanim chamsanim. So no, you have to think about it the other way. That if with man created yichidi, there is still gazanim chomsin. Nivru shnayim alachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine how much worse it would be if we were nivru shnayim? If we were not, if Adam was not nivra yichidi. Lahagid gudulaso. And the Mishnah also said it. Also, Adam was created yichidi. Tells the goddess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that from one form he created all these different people. Tanu Rabban lahagid gudulaso shemelak malachem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shadam tovei kab mat beis bechosam echad v'kulin domin zel zeh. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovei kol adam v'chosam shadam rishon ve'in echad me'am domin lechaveru. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a single form, and from that comes all these different people that look nothing alike. Shenamr tesapik v'chomer kechomer chosam v'yisiyat. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that people don't look like each other? We don't want a person to see a dira na'a or an isha na'a and say, oh, that's mine, because and people won't be able to disprove it because he looks like everybody else. So no one will be able to tell whether he in fact is the person he claims to be. The Achronim are bothered by the obvious kasha. He's going to see a dira na'a. Okay, that I understand. An isha na'a? If all people looked exactly the same, then there's no such thing as an isha na'a. Every isha looks exactly the same. So the Achronim suggest that either it is physical, but when we say that domen zelzeh, we mean that the same face, the same basic facial structure, but you can still have nicer skin, you can be taller, you can be shorter, other things could be different. But other Achronim say, who says na'a means beautiful in a physical sense? It could be that na'a b'maaseha, na'a b'midoseha. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests. Binyan Shlomo says, na'a means it could be she dresses nicely. It could be other things. There are other ways. She puts on nice makeup, jewelry, things like that. Ben Yoyada says that Ben Yoyada says differently. He says even if it would have been the same, it wouldn't have been exactly the same. It's impossible, he says, that there would not be a hevdel katan between one person and the other. Why not? I don't know. But he says that wasn't a possibility. Shenemar v'yimna meirushayim ora muzra rima tishaver. Tanya hayray meir omer b'shlosh advarim adam ishtana mechavero. There are three things that distinguish one person from another. Bekol, b'mare, uvidas. In voice, in the look, and in the way we think. Bekol, b'mare, mishum erva. We need voice and the look to be different because of erva. We want to make sure that a person goes home to the right wife. Uvidas, b'mare, gazlanim v'chamsanim. And das, because of gazlanim v'chamsanim. If everyone knew how everyone else thought, then you'd be able to figure out where all the money is hidden, and you'd be able to figure out how to take things from someone unlawfully. Tan Rabban, Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Erev Shabbos. Why was he created on Erev Shabbos? Shlo Yitzdukim of Omrim Shut of Ha'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis. Now we don't want the Tzdukim to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a partner in Maisa Bereshis. So that's why he created the entire world before he created Adam. Because if he had created Adam first and then created other things, people the Tzdukim would say that Adam helped HaKadosh Baruch Hu create everything else. That if Adam feels a sense of gaiva, we can say, you know, even a gnat came before you in Maisa Bereshis. Dover Acher, Kidei Sheikanis L'Mitzvah Miyad. That Adam should be able to go right into a mitzvah right away. Meaning if he's created an Erev Shabbos, he goes right into Shabbos on his first day of existence. Did he have Shabbos? That's a discussion also. What mitzvah are we talking about over here? Is it a mitzvah of Shabbos? A mitzvah of Puravu? If it is the mitzvah of Shabbos, do we have to assume that Adam had Shabbos like we have Shabbos? Or that but Shabbos is Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. So maybe he didn't have a chiv to observe Shabbos in terms of a mitzvah v'yosa, but the notion of Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos on some level existed. He didn't have the iser of a goyish shavas chayiv misa, perhaps. So something like that. Davar acher k'dei sheikanes l'su'uda miyad, that he should be able to have a su'uda right away. That everything should be prepared for him, meaning he should have the raw materials with which to support life. Mashal melech basar v'dam shabana platrim v'shichlan. It's like a melech basar v'dam that builds a palace and gets it all, decorates it v'hiskin su'uda v'achar kach hichnas orchan, and then he prepares the su'uda and then he brings the guests in. He doesn't bring the guests in and then start ordering the food to bring to the kitchen. Shneimar chachmas ban sabesa chatz v'amudei hashiva tav chativcha mascha yena af archa shulchana. Everything gets prepared, and then shulchan arasat tikra al gapei merame keres, and then all the people are invited. So the Gemara is going to darshan each phrase in these psukim in the beginning of the ninth parak of Mishlei. Chachmos ban sabesa zumi das shal kodesh baruch hu shabaras kol olam kulo b'chachma. He created the entire world with chachma. Chatzva amudei hashiva elu shivas yimei bereishis. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena af archa shulchana. That, what does that phrase refer to? About the preparing of the meat and the wine and the setting of the table. Elu yamim unaharos v'kol tzarkei olam. That's the waterways of the world and all the needs of the world. Why are yamim and naharos singled out and tzarkei olam just in the general? Because water is the most fundamental need, the Marsha says, the most fundamental need of the world, because it sustains life. That person needs water. Water is the most basic need that a person has in order to live. So that's the yamim and naharos and kol tzarkei olam. Shulchan arasa tikra. And what does it mean? Then he invited the guests. Adam l'chava, that's a reference to Adam and Chava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then brought in the guests after everything else was prepared. The pasuk continues, Al-Gapei Merome Keres, Rabba Barbar Chana Rami, Ksiv Al-Gapei, it says on something high, Uksiv Al-Kisei, then it says on something low, like a chair. So Betchil Al-Gapei, before Adam Rishon sinned, it was Al-Gapei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him sort of on a throne, Ul-Besof Al-Kisei, but then he lowered him down after he had sinned. Pasuk continues, the next pasuk, Mi Fesi Yasur Heina Chasar Lev Amrlo. So we darshan Amr Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mi Pito Laze, who was the one that was Mefate Adam Arishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Isha Amrlo, who's Chava, his wife, who told him to do so. Duchsiv Noiv Isha Chasar Lev. So sometimes a woman is called a Chasar Lev. That's the end of the puzzle. The Chasar Lev Amrlo. Chasar Lev is a reference to Isha. Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer, Adam Rishon, Mikol Olam Kulo, Hutz Parafaro. Adam Rishon was created when HaKadosh Baruch Hu piled up dust from all over the world. Shenemar Golmi Ro'u Einecha. So Adam is going to have this natural attraction to the entire world. He's going to want to be Milues Aretz V'Kivshua, because he comes from the entire Aretz. He comes from the entire world. Amarav Oshia Mishmedrav, Adam Rishon, Gufo mi Bavel, which parts of his body come from where? So the Gemara identifies. His guf is from Bavel, Rosho me Eretz Yisrael, ve'evarav mishar aratzos. And the other evarim of his body are from other parts of the land, but a gvos of his backside, amravacha me akra da agma. It's a deep place in Bavel that comes from. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanin, Shtemes Rishos Haviyayom. There are 12 hours in a day. Sha'a Rishona, so meaning we know that why it is that the day has to be split into 12 hours, right? That's not a natural thing. Rabbi Yonah Sinaipshitz has an unusual comment about 12 hours. He thinks that 12 hours is a human invention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create 12 hours. You could divide it into any number of hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created there are Zmanei Hayom, but Lav Dafka that it should be 12 hours, meaning when's the Plaga Mincha? It's not on one of those hours, but it sounds from the Gemara that this is like part of the Bria. It's just not necessarily built into the Bria. Like a year is built into the Bria, a month is built into the Bria. But 12 hours, anyway, but there are 12 hours in the day. The Gemara assumes that this is built into the Bria. Not like Rabbi Yonah Sinai says it's not behechrech, that it has to be that way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. That there are 12 hours in each day. So that's why we have Shalos Manios. No matter how long the day is, we always assume it's divisible by 12. So what happened on that first day? Shah Rishona, the first hour of the day, Hutzpar Afaro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu piled up the Afar of Adam Rishon. Shnia Nasa Golem. In the second hour, he sort of made like the, like you would make a sand castle. He formed the basic shape of a human form. Shlishis Nimtuchu Evarav. In the third hour, the Evarim were more clearly defined. Revius Nizrukabo Neshama. In the fourth hour, the Neshama was put into Adam. Chamishis Amar Al Ragla. The fifth hour, he stood up. Shishis Karashemos. In the sixth hour, he started naming the other creatures. Shvius Nizdavga Lo Chava. The seventh hour, he got married to Chava. Shvinis Alu Lemita Shnayim V'yardu Arba'a. And in the eighth hour, he and Chava went to the bed as two, and they came out as four, meaning Cain and his twin were born. Chius Nitzdava Shlo Lechol Mina Ilan. In the ninth hour, he was told that he's not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asir Sarach. In the tenth hour, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Achas Asrei Nidon. In the 11th hour, he was judged for eating. Shtem Asrei Nitrad V'halachlo. In the 12th hour, he was already exiled from Gan Eden. Shnemer Adam Bikar Bal Yolin. That Adam Rishon was sent out, and he wasn't even lun a single laila. He didn't even spend a single night in Gan Eden. Amar Bar Chama Ein Chaya Ra Shalatz Badam Elam Kein Nidmelo Kebehema. Shnemer Nimshal Kebehemos Nidmo. That a Chaya Ra is only going to attack a person if the person looks like a behema. A person is normally Betzelem Elokim, and a Chaya would have a natural fear of the Tzelem Elokim, of its own creator. But when a person sins, he loses a little bit of that Tzelem Elokim, and he appears like a behema. So the Chaya is not going to have a fear of that Tzelem Elokim. So Shah Basof Arami Simon, those are the three statements Rabbi Yudah Merav is going to say about the creation of Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yudah Merav, B'shah Shabikish Kosh Baruch Hu Livros Sisa Adam Barak Hasach Shal Malachi Yashareis. He created a group of Malachi Yashareis. Amalem Ritzon Chum Nas Adam Tzalmenu. What do you think? Should we make Adam Rishon in our image? Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shalom Ma Masav. Well, tell us what this Adam is going to do. Amalem Kach V'Kach Masav. This is how Adam is going to behave. Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shalom Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu. Why would you do that? V'chein Ben Adam Kisif Kedenu. Hoshet Etzbo Ketana Binein V'sar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his Etzbo Ketana amongst these Malachim and he burned them. V'chein Kashniya. And the same thing happened to the second group. Same conversation, same result. Kashlishis Amru Lefan of Ribbono Shalom Rishonim Shalom Lefanachamai Ilu Kolon Kulo Shalachau Kol Mashat HaRotza Lassus Bolamcha. I say, the third Kasa Malachim saw how it turned out for the first two, and they said, look, we feel the same way, but we shouldn't say it because it didn't work out so well for them. It's your world. Do whatever you want with it. But then it came to the Anshei Dor Mabel, Anshei Dor HaFlaga, where they did what they did. Amru Lefanav, and the Malachi Ashari said, Ribbono Shalom, Lo Yafa Amru Arishonim Lefanecha. You know, you really gave it over the head to those first two groups of Malachim. Don't you see that they had a point? So Amru Lehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'ad Zikna Anihu, Va'ad Seva Anias Pol. No matter how old I get, I'm always going to be Sovel. This probably relates to the Gemara we saw recently about the qualifications to serve on a Sanhedrin, that a Zakin Muflag, we assume, lacks patience. That normally, whereby human beings, a Zakin Muflag doesn't have so much Rachmanis and doesn't have so much patience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm different. Ad Zikna and Ad Seva, I'm always going to be Sovel. I'm always going to be able to tolerate. I'm always going to be able to have Rachmanis. Amar Avidam Rav, Adam Rishon Misofel and Ad Sofo Haya. He extended from one end of the world to the other. Shnemer L'Minyam HaShabar Al-Kim Adam Al-Aretzim L'Ktzei HaShemayim V'Ad Ktzei HaShemayim. He went from Ktzei HaShemayim till the other Ktzei HaShemayim. Kivan Shasarach, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado V'Lav Umiyato Shnemar Achor V'Kedem Tzratani V'Tasha Salai Kapecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu minimized him. That one was before he sinned, he was very tall, and afterwards he was much smaller. Amar Blazer Adam Rishon Mina Aretz Ad LaRakia Haya. He wasn't from one end to the other end. He was from the earth all the way to the Shemayim, all the way to the Rakia. Shnemar Lamina Yama Shabar El Kim Adam Al Aretz L'Mktzei Hashemayim. He reached all the way to Ktzei Hashemayim. So Kivin Shasarach.
Hina Chodesh Baruch Hu Yado Alavu Miato Shnemar Achar V'Kadem Tzratani, that Chodesh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and minimized him. Kasha Kray Adadi, isn't this a stira between the two psukim? Which was it? Was Adam Miktzei Aretz Ad Ktzei Aretz? Was he from one end of the world to the other end, or was he from the earth all the way to the Shemaim? Says Gemara, Idi V'Idi Chad Midihi. It's all the same length. The earth, it's proportional. The earth goes from one end to the other, the same size as from Shemaim Va'aretz. The Kigova Shemaim Al Aretz, Gover Chasol Yirev, Merchak Mizrach Mimarev, Hirchling Menos Psheenu, the Pasuk in Tehillim says. So you see, it picks those two Midos, because those are a Midos Shava. Those are the same exact Mida. So they're both the same. Amar Avidam Rav, the third statement of Avidam Rav, Adam Rishon B'Lashon Arami Siper. Adam Rishon spoke Lashon Arami. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in the Mizmor and Tehillim that speaks about Briyas Adam, Veli Ma Yakru Reyach Hakel. Adam Rishon said he used the term Yakru, which is the Aramaic word for Nichbad, for Kavod. V'hainu Dam Reish Lakish, Maiduch Siv Zeh Sefer told us Adam. What, did Adam have a book? Melamit Sharo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dor Dor V'Dor Shava. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon all future generations and the leaders of the future generations. Dor Dor V'Chachamav, the future generations and the Chachamim of each of the future generations. Kivin Shigil, Dor Shal Rabbi Akiva, Samach B'Torah. So we have a similar Gemara Menachos, and Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu also Dor Dor V'Dor Shava, and he too got stuck on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was such an overwhelming figure that they couldn't get over it. So he saw Rabbi Akiva, he was sameach in the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, v'nis atziv b'misaso. It's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu was not sameach in the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, didn't understand the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Adam Rishon was sameach in the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and he was saddened by Rabbi Akiva's death. Amar v'li mayak r'reach hakel, that Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are beyond me, I can't possibly understand it. V'amar v'idam rav, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu questioned it. Adam Rishon just immediately acknowledge that it's beyond his comprehension. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we have that he said Zutara v'Zuschara. How could it be? V'am Rav Yidam Rav Adam Rishon Min Haya. Adam Rishon was a Min. He was not Tetavod Zara. Shneimar v'Yikra Hashem Elokim Elo Adam v'Yomer Lo Ayeka. On Notalibcha, where is your heart leaning? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moshech Bar Lasso Hayo, some stunning accusations against Adam Rishon, that he was Moshech Bar Lasso, that he shouldn't appear like he had a milah. Ksiv Hacha, because by the Navi Yahushua it says, Ve'im Akadam Avru Vris, Uksiv Hasam, Es Brisi Hefar, that someone who's not Mal is Brisi Hefar, so it's a reference to the Bris Milah. Rav Nachman Amar Kofar Be'ikar Hayo, that he was a Kofar Be'ikar. Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Navu of Hosea, Avruvis uksiv hasam, that Avruvis doesn't just mean bris mila, it means kofar b'ikar. Amar al asher azu as bris Hashem, that they abandoned the bris of Hashem. That's a reference to kofar b'ikar. So you see that it's an aver al bris is kofar b'ikar. It's nan hasam. Reb Lazar Amar havi shakud lilmul Torah v'da mashatash v'lapikaros. A person should be a masmin in learning Torah, and then he'll know what to respond to an apikaros. It's a very important prerequisite. A lot of times people try to engage in philosophical debate without being male kreso in Torah. No, the prerequisite is shakad dilma Torah. Once a person has learned a lot of Torah, then da'am ala hashav al apikaris. Then he'll know how to respond to an apikaris. Am Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela apikaris of the chavim. Av apikaris Yisrael kol shkein defakar tvei. Not worth engaging in debate with an apikaris Yisrael. It's just going to strengthen him in his own beliefs, and you're not going to be able to respond to him with anything that's going to convince him. Probably because an apikoros Ovid Chavim is an intellectual apikoros. An apikoros Yisrael is generally not because of an intellectual argument, it's generally because it's something in his heart. So you're not going to convince his heart with his brain. So when it comes to, you have to touch his heart, not his brain when it comes to Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shapakra Aminim Tshuvasim Ritzidan. Anytime the Minim bring rayos from Pesukim, the answer to that raya is usually right there in the Pasuk. For example, that the Pasuk in Bereishis, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu, sounds like that there are multiple gods. So then the Pasuk says, Vayivra Elukim es Adam Betzalmo, Betzalmo Lashon Yachid, so you see that it's only one. Or Hava Nerda V'Navlasham Svasam, will go and will ruin their languages. So it sounds we, that there are multiple. Vayered Hashem, Liros Asiir, Vesa Migdal Hashem, Belashon Yachid, went. Vayered alone, Kisham Niglu Elav Elukim, Lashon Rabim, that there are many Elukim that were Nigla to Yaakov Avinu. Lekel Ha'ona Osi Biyom Tzarasi. No, there was only one Kel that was Ona Osi Biyom Tzarasi. Kimi Goy Gadol Elukim Krovim Elav, Kashem Elukeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav, again in the singular. Umika Amcha Yisrael Goyach Al-Baritz Asher Halchu Elukim, in the plural, Liftos Lo La'am, in the singular. And then in Daniel, Adi Charsavan Remiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two Kisaos, Va'atik Yomin Yisiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits alone. So you see the Tshuvas HaBetzido, Hanach Lamali, why does it say in all these Pesukim, Lashon Rabim though? Kid Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Dover, Elam Kei Nimlach, Mipamal Yashal Mala, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manag the Olam, he always consults with the Pamal Yashal Mala, Shenemar, V'gzeres Yidim Piskam, V'mamar Kadishin, She'elta, the Gzera of the Malachim plays a role. Hatei Nachkuli, so that works for all the Pesukim except for the last one. Adi Karsavan Remiv, Ma'ik Lememar. Why would there be two Kisaos, two thrones for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Echadov ve'Echad L'David, because he reserves one for David HaMelech. Tatanya, Echadov ve'Echad L'David Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Akiva, Masayat Osa Shechina Chol, Ela Echad L'Din ve'Echad L'Tzedaka. No, they're for the two Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibla Minei or Lo Kibla Minei. Was Rabbi Akiva Makabel Rabbi Yosi's Taina or not? Tashma, Tatanya, Echad L'Din ve'Echad L'Tzedaka Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself said that it was Echad L'Din ve'Echad L'Tzedaka. Amar Rabbi Yosi Menazari, Akiva Malach Eitzel Agada. Klach Eitzel Negaim Va'Alos. You shouldn't be involved in Agada. You should learn Negaim and Alos. Ela Echad L'Kisei ve'Echad L'Shrafrav. Kisei Leishav Lav Shrafrav La'adom Raglav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had one for himself to sit on, and the other one was a footstool. That's the answer. But the bottom line is, you do see that Rabbi Akiva was Mekabel that answer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Nachman.